time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Robin Hunt. She is the event coordinator for Green River City. And we're going to talk about the Swell River Festival that's coming up August 6th and 7th. It's going to be all about the Green River, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Robin, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So let's talk about the Swell River Festival. Where did the idea for this come from? What kind of was the thing behind it saying, you know what, we should try this. Let's do this.
You know, Green River really wanted to focus on the Green River, and we wanted to be able to bring people to it, have them float it, have a great time with it. The city has a river restoration plan that they're working on, which will add more trails alongside the Green River and just make it a little bit more user-friendly for boaters. And then Tim Glenn, who is the former director of the John Wesley Powell Museum, and I started talking a little bit about what we wanted to do for a river-centered event. And so between him and I, we just decided that we wanted to do something that encouraged people to bring their own boats, kayaks, whatever, as well as provide some for people to rent as well, so that people can just get on the river, whether they're super experienced and have done it, you know, a million times over, or if this is their first time on the river, we wanted to have an event that just allowed them to have a great time on the Green River.
And it brings people into town, and yeah, the Green River is one of these things that people hear about all the time, and it brings them to Green River, so why not kind of highlight it and have a festival surrounded by the Green River? Now, the festival itself is the 6th and 7th. The first part of it, and we spoke with Amanda Leonard, is the catfishing contest, and that's the 30th and 31st of July. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so that's actually the weekend before. That sounds like a lot of fun as well. But let's talk about the festival itself, and everything gets going on August 6th, which is a Friday that you guys are kind of dubbing as Family Day. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so on our Family Day, we plan on having a giant slip and slide and rubber ducky race that the kids can get really involved in. We can thank our Green River Fire Department for that. They're going to help out with the giant slip and slide. We also want to do a guided John Wesley Powell River History Museum tour just to give people an idea of what that museum is really about. You hear it about it, you drive past it, but people rarely go inside and check it out. And so we want to have people come and check it out and kind of get a better idea of what it's all about. We also have all kinds of birds that come through this time of year, and they're all on the river. And so we wanted to provide some binoculars and whatever and set you guys off on the river trail that's just right there behind the museum, and people can bird watch if they choose to. We also have a Moab Boathouse field trip with Roy Webb. So I don't know a whole lot about it, but I do know that we had a Moab Boathouse that used to run the river frequently, and it is now on land over in Elgin, which is just right here in Green River. And so we're going to have a little field trip about that. We can learn a little bit more for our history buffs out there. And then that evening at the Green River City Park, we're going to have a giant screen where we're going to have the Returning Rapids presentation, which is a group out of Moab. And then that will be followed by the screening of Powell 150, which is a river film that is put on by Rigs to Flip, which are some of the organizers of this event.
And that's just Friday, right?
That's just Friday, yes. So definitely it's going to be a full agenda, and people are welcome to come to whatever parts that they want to come and be a part of, yes.
And so, and the other question is, on Friday, I know you're going to have some on Saturday. Will you have vendors in the park and things like that on Friday as well?
We're not.
Okay.
Friday is just the slip and slide, and then, of course, people can bring their own boats and get in on the river as much as they want to. But the vendor fair and the live music, all of that comes on Saturday.
Okay, so then let's talk about Saturday. We're going to have a lot of fun on Saturday as well.
Yeah, so starting at 9 a.m., we're going to have a vendor fair. It's not got a ton, we don't have a ton of vendors, but they're all outdoor themed. Vendors coming, and then everyone is encouraged to bring their own boat, kayak, floaty, whatever. We're going to get on the river as much as we can. We're going to have a little island party out there in the middle of the river. Have, hopefully, if the fire restrictions lift, we'll have a fire out there and just have some fun over there. And then we have a riverside stage right there by the John Wesley Powell Museum, and we will be having live music starting at 1 o'clock p.m. till 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock p.m., somewhere in that range. And we're going to have a free John Wesley Powell River History Museum Days, and there will be the museum film Journey into the Great Unknown playing on repeat all day long for people to go in, check out, cool off, whatever they need to do. And then Holiday River Expeditions is one of our great sponsors for this event, and they are going to put on two floats of the Green River Daily. They're going to do one in the morning and one in the afternoon on Saturday. And the way that we're doing it is the first 100 people to buy a ticket will get their name put into the put into a box, and then we'll pull out winners. And whoever wins also gets to invite three of their friends to join them on the river. So they'll get to go on a free guided river trip with Holiday River Expeditions. And then bring three of their friends with them as well. So that's pretty exciting. And yeah, we're just going to hang out, have fun. There's going to be food and drinks, and it'll be a good time.
And you were saying that, you know, this is just the first annual. You're looking forward to making this grow. And what would you like to see this festival become, really?
Really, I would love for people to just experience the Green River, to really check it out, to be able to come for this event and bring their families, the family-friendly, fun event, live music. But I also want them to just, like, this helps them discover the Green River, and they're able to come back with their families on a more, you know, intimate trip, not have quite as many crowds, and just check it out, because the river is awesome. We have some fun rapids, but we also have some slow water. It's just kind of, you can choose your float based on your skill level, and it's beautiful and fun, and this time of year it's pretty low, which makes it pretty safe too.
All right, Robin, if anybody has questions, who can they get in touch with? I know you guys have a great website. Why don't you give them all that information?
Yeah, so you can get in touch with me, and my contact information is on the swellriverfest.com. Just go to the event coordinator. You can get my email. You can get my phone number, and you're welcome to call, text, email, whatever you want to do. And the swellriverfest.com also has more information about tickets and the float guide and just kind of some of the scheduling aspects so that you can see it, check it out, and plan your trip.
All right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Robin Hunt, the event coordinator with Green River City, talking all about the Swell River Festival. Thanks for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Of course. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.